Hello there, I'm John Francis.
And I'm Marianne Penn.
And in this part of Chatterbox, we'll have further news items from the Norwich Evening News and Information Desk updates. Our second feature is by Derek James and is part of the Evening News Through the Decades series of articles. In this piece, Derek looks back to when Norwich's Victoria Railway Station was opened and to its subsequent decline. But first, we have the Information Desk for Thursday, the 7th of November.
We have just a few messages this week. Thank you very much, Mr. William Dickinson, for your kind donation. The money helps to keep Chatterbox running. And thank you also to Mrs. Peggy Smith for the stamps. We will add them to the collection for the NNAB or Vision Norfolk. Mrs. Joan Marshall and her daughter, please do not worry about the missing memory stick or about the fact that it might have been sent to Calibre Audio Books in error. This often happens, and all the different talking newspapers or audiobook suppliers send the memory sticks back to the original sources. We frequently have to send them to other talking newspapers. Postage is free for items for people with visual impairments, so it does not cost us anything. And lastly, we have a request from the team who are doing the smart speaker trial. The two of the listeners who said that they were interested in taking part cannot be contacted by phone or email. Please could Mrs. Juliet Barnes and Mr. Ian Marshall phone us and give us details of a current contact number and or email address. This will speed up the process of putting you on the trial. Our phone number is 01603-765-365, and our email address is contact@cbtn.org.uk. Thank you.
So off we go with the diary dates now, and the next five items on Information Desk are NNAB events for which the contact details are the same, so they'll be given at the end of the fifth item. The NNAB Heritage Group is visiting Norwich Cathedral for a guided tour on Wednesday the 20th of November, meeting at the main visitors' reception at 1:20 p.m, starting with refreshments in the refectory, followed by a talk and guided tour of this fantastic historical cathedral building starting at 2 p.m, finishing at approximately 3:30. The cost is £5 plus refreshments. To book by the 11th of November, please contact Mark or Helen.
The Norwich Audio Book Club, and if you are no longer able to enjoy reading, go along and rediscover your love of reading through the Audio Book Club. The club meets between 1:30 and 3:30 p.m. at the 2nd Air Division Library in the Forum, Norwich, on the second Monday of every month. To find out more about the group, the books, and the venue, and how you might become involved, please get in touch. The next meeting is on Monday, the 11th of November, and sorry for the short notice.
Now here's a reminder about art classes at the NNAB. There'll be a studio session on Wednesday, the 13th of November, at the Bradbury Activity Centre in Beckham Place from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. That'll cost £3, which includes tea or coffee. This, like the others, is an open access supported session. Come as you are with your favourite craft for a knit and natter style class. Get support with those tricky bits, brainstorm ideas, and share your passion for making with us. To book your place, please contact Mark or Helen.
And here's a reminder of another art class at the NNAB. There will be a relief painting and mark making workshop on Wednesday, the 20th of November, again at the NNAB, Bradbury Activity Centre in Beckham Place, Norwich, from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. It will cost £3, which includes tea and coffee. These sessions will focus on tactile alternatives to drawing and printmaking. We will work towards seasonal pieces, including autumnal clay tiles, hand-painted Christmas cards, gift wrap and decorations. To book your place, please contact Mark or Helen.
Have you got something to say? Have you ever felt the urge to write? If so, come and join others with the same interests at the NNAB Creative Writing Club and work together to reveal your inner voice. The NNAB runs a group that'll give you the opportunity to express yourself through the written word, whatever your vision problems. The Creative Writing Club meets between 2 and 4pm on the third Tuesday of the month at the NNAB Bradbury Centre. It costs £3 a session, and the next meeting is on Tuesday, November the 19th. So now, here are the contact details for all those events. Mark and Helen are on 01603 973216. That's 01603 973216, or you can email marksmith@nnab.org.uk.
One of our listeners, Mrs. Laura Clifton, has asked us to mention the following. A choir meets at Valley Primary Academy School, Norwich, NR58XZ, every Wednesday from 7 to 9pm. All are welcome, no singing experience necessary. There are many visually impaired members, so you would not be alone. The main idea is to enjoy yourself, and as Laura said, let your hair down. The choir sometimes goes out to sing to various people, for instance, to care homes or for the Christmas fair at the school. There is a charge of £1.50 per session. Refreshments are provided, parking is available, and entry to the school is either from Gentry Place or Nolan Grove. If you are interested, please phone Mrs. Laura Clifton on 07554 671 871. That is 07554 671 871.
Georgette Vale of Windham and Attleborough Talking Newspaper has asked us to promote an audio-described production of Ladies in Lavender by the Windham Players to take place on Saturday the 23rd of November 2019. It's a matinee performance which starts at 2pm, but please arrive between 1 and 1.30. The venue is Windham Central Hall, Back Lane, Windham, NR18, 0QB. It's a 1 minute walk from the bus stop at Windham Marketplace, and arrangements could be made to meet and offer sighted guide assistance if required. Tickets cost £8 for concessions. You can telephone Georgette Vale on 01953 605 434 to book tickets or for any other inquiries. Please leave a message if necessary with your contact details. Windham Players has an excellent reputation for local drama, and we're pleased to take on audio description. Ladies in Lavender tells the tale of two sisters, Ursula and Janet, who live in a close-knit fishing village in picturesque Cornwall in 1936. When a handsome and talented young Polish violinist, bound for America, is washed ashore, the Whittington sisters take him under their wing and nurse him back to health. However, the presence of the mysterious young man disrupts their peaceful lives and the community in which they live.